This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. There were two things that turned on the Apostle Paul. His passion was to reach the lost. Any opportunity he had to reach out to the unreached, he was ready to take on the challenge, no matter the cost or threat to his life. He felt obligated and was unashamed to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. The other was seeing those who are Christians living out their faith in such a tangible way that their changed lives and their witness were being spoken of throughout their community and beyond. Listen to Romans 1:8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you, because your faith is being reported all over the world. He said the same about the church in Thessalonica. In 1 Thessalonians, he wrote in chapter 1, verses 7 through 10, "You became a model to all the believers. The Lord's message rang out from you. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we do not need to say anything about it, for they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for His Son from heaven. Can this be said of you and your church? If an evangelist came to your area and visited homes in your community, would the people be able to tell him that they already heard how you turned from earthly priorities to serve the living and true God, and that you are living for eternity? Would they say you model what a true believer is? We have much to be thankful for, but let's not be satisfied with anything less than all God has for us."